the 15th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the martyrdom of St. Mary Mina, the Wonder Worker. On this day, in the year 309 AD, the great Saint Mary Mina was martyred. He was born in Nicaea around the middle of the 3rd century. His father and his mother were very devoted Christians. His father was the governor of the city of Nicaea, and the brother of the father was envious of him, and he brought accusations against his brother before the emperor. The emperor transferred him as a governor to an area north of Africa, the district of Mariette, and the people were pleased with him because he was merciful and God-fearing. Mary Mina's mother, Euphemia, was a pious woman and prayed and fasted diligently. Because she had not had children, she begged the Lord Christ to grant her a godly offspring, and she fasted until the evening and offered large amounts of money to the poor and the needy. On the Feast of the Dormition of the Holy Virgin in Tuba, she went to the Church of the Virgin at Atribis. She saw the multitudes entering the church in joy and jubilation, and the mothers joyfully carrying their children. She heaved a sigh, and she wept before the icon of Our Lady Saint Mary, begging her to intercede before God to grant her a son. And she heard a voice coming out from the icon saying, "Amen." She rejoiced in what she had heard, and at the end of the Divine Liturgy, she returned to her home and she told her godly husband Eudoxius about it, and he rejoiced with her and said, "Our confidence in God is great that he can fulfill, as you have heard." Shortly after, Saint Euphemia conceived, and she thanked God for this blessing. At the birth of the child, they wanted to call him Blodianus after his grandfather, but his mother refused because of the word Amen that she heard from the icon of the Holy Virgin. And so she called her baby Mina, saying that Mina had the same letters as Amen. There was joy and jubilation for his birth. His parents took great care to rear Mina in a spiritual manner and instructed him with the church teachings. When Mina was around 11 years old, his father departed in the year 296 AD, and his mother departed 3 years later. Mina inherited a great fortune, and he distributed much of it to the poor and the needy. Around the year 300 AD, he was enlisted in the army. Because the commander was a friend of Mina's father, he made Mina the second in command, and everyone loved him for his gentleness and piety. The two co-emperors, Diocletian and Maximianus, issued their edict commanding the worship of idols and persecuting the Christians. Accordingly, Saint Mina left his position in the army and distributed the rest of his wealth to the poor and the needy. And he went to the desert to be able to enjoy the divine commune with God in pure worship. He stayed in the wilderness for about 5 years, worshiping God with many fastings and prayers by day and by night. One night he heard a voice asking him to go to the city and confess the Lord Christ before the governor. The voice also told him that he would receive 3 crowns, one for virginity, one for worship and asceticism, and a 3rd one for martyrdom. When Mina heard this voice, he left the wilderness and returned to the city and publicly confessed the name of the Lord Christ before the governor and in the midst of a great multitude of people. The governor was amazed and ordered that Mina be apprehended and imprisoned. The next day, the governor had Mina brought before him and tried to act like he would be friends with Mina, if only Mina would worship the idols. But the saint answered with all humility, saying, "My only request from my God is to keep my life from corruption and to grant me the unfading crown." When the governor failed to persuade Mina to worship the idols, he ordered the torture of Mina in several horrible different ways. The Lord Christ, our Savior, appeared to Saint Mina and comforted him and encouraged and healed his wounds. When the governor tired of torturing Saint Mina, he wrote out the death decree that Mina be beheaded and to have his body burned in fire. When they tried to burn the body of Saint Mina, the fire burned for 3 days and yet did not harm him in any way. Some Christians came and took the body from the fire and shrouded it with expensive shrouds and buried him with great veneration. May the prayers of the great Saint Mary Mina be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the departure of Saint John al-Rabban, the priest monk. He was a disciple of Enba Hadid the priest. This saint was born in Cairo to godly parents who were merciful to the poor and those in need. As Saint John grew, he longed for the monastic life, and he visited the El Sharan Monastery, and there was a holy monk called El Rabban Ibrahim, and the young John became his disciple. Later on, John went to Jerusalem, and there he dwelt in the monastery of John the Baptist for 3 years. When John returned again to the monastery of El Sharan, his spiritual advisor advised him to go to Enba Hadid. He went to him in a city to Matobas el Roman and dwelt with him. Saint John gathered the Christian children to the church and taught them reading, writing, and the Holy Scripture. When Enba Hadid saw how his disciple John had grown in grace, he nominated him for the priesthood. And John received the priestly rank and served his congregation faithfully. He became a safe harbor for those who were suffering. God granted him the gift of healing the sick, and he had healed many. Satan became envious of him and brought many tribulations upon him, which Saint John endured patiently. Finally, he finished his good endeavor and departed in peace, and the faithful Christians buried him in the church of Seminude. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.